listening to the sounds of WNE Posse.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Babers, hanging out with Brad Kellner and Kevin Dunn. You can always reach us via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. Kevin Dunn's at KevinDunn01. And my man BK is at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse. It is a Way Back Rap Wednesday, old school hip hop hump day on the Triple Option with RBKD. Oh, KD, what you feeling, the rump shaker?
Is that check,
what
baby, about to check, baby, out? One, two. Yes. I mean, it's not a great song, but it. As I was making fun of BK for playing, not Drake, who, Kanye earlier, that was probably more a time period thing for you. And for me, this was a time period where I hear it. And, Rod, I don't know what your take on this song is, but it's not a fantastic song. It's not one of my favorite hip-hop songs, but it brings me back, man.
No, I don't know why it was considered a good song back then. I think we were just horny teenagers, and
that's
all
exactly
I want to do is zoom.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and I think it's all I want to do is zoom a zoom 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 and a boom boom. But yeah, we all thought it said all I want to do is zoom a zoom 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 in your boom boom.
Yeah,
we were horny teenagers and we were like, in your boom boom, of course. So yeah, I think it said and a boom boom, but we thought it said in the boom boom because I think we all want to get in the boom boom.
They should play. They should play Rod's version before the anal swab in China.
Yes.
All I want to do is zoom a zoom 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 in your boom boom.
Rush. You missed that story. Check it out. HornFM.com.
There's a connection there.
I'm not sure if that's the tease you were looking for. I think we also have to give Rex and Effects some credit for talking about Zoom 20 years before it became popular, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Why is Zoom the company not use this? Well, probably because it's inappropriate. But just the all I want to do is Zoom, Zoom, Zoom part. Like, I feel like there's some money to be made there, no?
They were pumping 20 years ago. Hopefully they're dumping.
With stocks?
Yeah, with stocks.
Stocks. Yeah, actually, yeah, because Zoom, actually, right now, GameStop is right behind Zoom as the 35th most valuable company in America right now, which is pretty crazy. Oh, BK, good news for you. I saw this via Twitter. Blockbuster stock actually is up 774%. So
what?
You
not good
get on
news.
That Blockbuster stock.
Oh,
you can do
man.
That.
I should have done this 2 days ago. Not good news.
I thought there's only one. We talked about it. It's in the Northwest. It's like it's a place. It's an Airbnb.
Yeah. It's in Bend, Oregon. That's the last
Bend, Oregon.
Remaining.
But right now, it's a really hot stock. Right now, right now it is definitely one of the what they call it. It's a bull market.
Yeah.
Right now, and that's a bull market. So there's basically vigilante like morality going on with these amateur investors against the hedge fund investors. There have been multiple millionaires that were made overnight. I'm talking about just regular everyday Joes like us who were investing in GameStop who became a millionaire overnight. And there have been a couple of billionaires who have probably gone broke overnight and billionaire hedge funds that are needing to be bailed out overnight because of this GameStop phenomenon. So yeah, it's kind of, it's doing exactly what hedge funds have been doing for years, except now they're mad that the people are doing it. So power to the people.
Yeah, because they're gambling.
It's crazy.
They're gambling and they lost out on this one.
That's exactly, it's gambling, and usually the people lose. This time, the people are winning, so they're going to try to check. They're going to try to rig the game. The game's always rigged, but now they're going to try to rig it even more, probably.
Especially if you're short selling. I mean, people that do this for a living, like my dad would tell you. You know, I mean, if you're gonna do it right, go long term. But the short selling, man, when it works for them, I'm not a hater. More power to them.
So what's...
Just get out when you're out. Like, you gambling on first half of some South Korean game.
Easy
on right?
that. Yep. There's no problem with betting on the KBO. Okay? The Koreans made me a lot of money this year. More the South than the North, but that's a conversation for a different day. What was I going to ask? I had something good.
Sorry.
I don't know if it was actually that good. It could have been that good if I forgot what it was. Oh, what's the next company? Like, we're going from...
Oh.
GameStop to Blockbuster, like is Dippin' Dots next? Like, what is the?
Are you just thinking of the kiosk in the mall?
Yeah, like what is the next completely washed up company that's going to make a huge comeback and all of a sudden explode in the stock market?
Yeah,
what's next?
BK, you're joking. BK, you're joking, but you're exactly right.
Yeah,
no,
like,
you guys are joking,
it?
But you're right because it's AMC is actually the next big company they're going to do this with because basically these investors they look for a company. We're going to short sell a company. You got to look for a company that you know is going to to fail, right?
Yep.
We know because of the pandemic, movie theaters are probably going out of business. HBO just signed a deal with Warner Brothers to go straight from the studios right to your television sets at home. So movie theaters are on their way out. These guys know this. So when they're investing in the stock and borrowing AMC stock to sell it on the market, they're doing it to short the stock. They're doing it so they can make money off the stock dropping. Now, what these other people are doing, these amateur investors, they understand the market too. And what they're saying is, well, since we know that the Wall Street guys are going to buy this stock or borrow this stock and sell it, and they're going to make money off of it dropping to short it, we are going to corner the market on this stock, and we're going to pump up the price. And then we're going to force them to buy even more of that bad stock they know is going to drop, but we're going to pump it up. And once they pump it up, basically now there is no position for the hedge fund investor. They got to get the hell out of it or just lose money. And some of them are just losing more money, or they got to get out. They expect this to stop, but right now it's been going for like 8 straight days. When is it going to drop? It's got to drop at one time. So they'll do it with AMC. They're doing it with Express is another company they're doing it with. So like you said, BK, although Tootsie Roll is another company they're looking at. If you think about an old company you know is going to die, but it's breathing its last breath, that's what they're doing right now. There's no true market. There's no business model that is making these companies more valuable. They're not making a new product, some new technology. It is simply speculation, and it shows you how speculation can run rampant. And it's basically, this whole damn thing is a casino, and now capitalism has no clothes. They know these people have been making money off moving money, and I don't know if that's what capitalism was made to be about.
Yeah.
But that's what the game is on Wall Street.
Interesting point there. I wonder if I could invest in the post office. That seems like it has no future.
You talking about the Tootsie Roll, like this Tootsie Roll?
I'm telling you, man.
You want me to invest in the 6ix9ine boys?
Is it wrong? This is what I thought of first before even the candy. I'm not a big Tootsie Roll fan, so I was like, I'm into that song. Tootsie Roll.
That's the first thing I did. I just had to pull this up, man. That's what I thought of first.
Blackberry, all that stuff.
Oh.
All right, guys. And yeah, Blackberry is also another one that they're shorting right now, too, because it's, everybody knows, who the hell owned a Blackberry? And why are you still in business?
How's Nokia doing? Can I get in on
actually,
Nokia?
Actually, BK. Oh, BK, no, that's another Nokia. Nokia OYJ is another. It's the company of Nokia, and that is also one of the companies that was listed by Bloomberg. You're right, BK.
Man.
BK, you should go into speculation,
come on, man.
Brother. You know this, man.
It's gambling. You'd love that.
Yeah, apparently.
Exactly.
I should be a millionaire right now. What am I doing? I'm giving away all my insider tips, too. What a mess. Okay. That was great. All right.
Go back, though, to hornfm.com and check out Rod's rant, because that was some good stuff.
No doubt. All right, Rod, do you want to do the Sam Ellinger Senior Bowl stuff? We've got updates from Sam's first couple of days in Mobile. What you got for the people?
Yeah, I would recommend everybody go check out Pro Football Network. I would say of all of the entities that are following the Senior Bowl, and it's really tough right now to actually get information from the Senior Bowl because there's not as many scouts there because of the pandemic and all that stuff. Pro Football Network at PFN365. Pro Football Network, they're doing a really good job, and they got day-to-day updates, and they actually list on one of their links, they go player by player at the Senior Bowl, and they give you day-by-day day-by-day valuation or a day-by-day breakdown of what they did that day. And for Sam Ellinger, here's the Tuesday little excerpt that they wrote about Sam. It said, struggled from the beginning, has a windup which slows his release, and passes really show little in the way of speed or velocity. His deep passes tended to float, and he could not drive long throws. Accuracy was also an issue. Passes were high of the mark or behind receivers who were usually waiting on the ball. That was Tuesday. They have yet to post their Wednesday. That's Pro Football, but that's just them. I mean, obviously, everybody's got their own, and we know that Matt Miller of Bleacher, well, actually formerly of Bleacher Report, he's actually not with Bleacher Report anymore, at NFL Draft Scout, does a great job. He tweeted this out yesterday, toward the end of yesterday, after the Tuesday workouts at the Senior Bowl. For Texas fans, Ellinger's reworked delivery is noticeable. It's more, it's a touch more deliberate at times, but he made a few really nice throws, including one over the top on the right sideline. That was a pretty bucket throw. One practice in, but positive signs. Also pointed out that at the end of practice, Ellinger stayed back to take extra snaps from Creed Humphrey. I saw a video yesterday where he did throw an interception to Trey Brown, the Oklahoma DB, but I also saw a video today where he threw a beautiful seven route. Basically, I think it was a post corner by the receiver, dropped in the bucket. Beautiful throw, beautiful catch. So I think Sam's getting better. If you, you know, scouts are different, guys. I think I would say scouts are critics. So they're trying. That's why the silly season, as they call it, it seems like it, there's a lot of negativity about players. Oh, this guy doesn't do this well. This guy's bad at this. It's like, man, during the season, all we talk about is how great these players are. Then when they get close to the NFL level, all you talk about is what they are, what they're bad at, right? What are the limitations in their skill set? That's because a scout's job is to identify reasons not to draft you. A scout's job is to actually find the negatives, the liabilities within your skill set, and then ultimately determine whether they can be coached out or not. So it's a critic season. It's they are critics, so it's a critical season, and that's why even with Sam, you see them take a more critical view of it. And the reason I think the Pro Football Network's report about Sam or evaluation may not be too far off, even though Matt Miller's is a lot more optimistic. I think Matt Miller's actually more of a Longhorn fan. Actually, I think he's seen more of Sam Ehlinger than those other guys, too. Mm-hmm. But he's talked about the reworked throwing motion, and yet what are they talking about the Pro Football Network? They're talking about his throwing motion and how it looks a little slow, the delivery may be a little off. I think he's still working that new throwing motion, yeah. And I think as a result of that, that's maybe affecting, you know, his release point, maybe affecting the velocity, accuracy, all those things.
Just think about the timeline for Sam Ehlinger, right? I mean, the Alamo Bowl was less than a month ago. It was December 29th, in which Sam Ehlinger got hurt.
See, he had to get healthy and then rework.
Exactly.
It, right?
He had to get healthy. That's he had to true. Rehab that arm, that shoulder, and then he had to learn this throwing motion. So it would be tough to learn a new throwing motion, and I'm sure he's not reinventing the wheel here. I'm sure he's not starting from scratch in terms of the things that he's tweaking to his throwing motion, but it's tough to learn that and perfect that over 3.5 weeks' time, KD, and it's even tougher when you're coming off an injury to try to do that.
Yeah, and he does have, look, I mean, he does have a little bit of that wind up, and I think at least with the throwing motion, some of that stuff was accurate, but you got to give him time to be able to rework that, and there's got to be some other things that you're looking for, and I'm curious just to see where Sam goes, because we talked about it yesterday. I think it could go anywhere from fourth all the way to undrafted. I will say this, Rod, I've been checking that out. And also for all the people out there, NFL Network, 7 o'clock, I know last night and tonight, I think they're doing it the rest of the week. They've got a 1 hour Senior Bowl recap. So if you want some video, yeah, that's a good thing to check out. And I'll remind people what to watch for coming up here in about 40.
Okay. No, I like that. I like
that
a lot.
What's on tap? What to watch for?
Yeah, I mean, wishing all the best to Sam Ehlinger. We talked about it yesterday. Look, this is an important week for him. It's an important week for everybody at the Senior Bowl because there is no NFL scouting combine this year. So normally it's like, you've got the Senior Bowl, but also if you screw up at the Senior Bowl a little bit, you've got the chance in Indianapolis in a couple of months to perfect some things and to right some wrongs and to show scouts, no, I'm still good. I'm still a draftable player, and you should take a chance on me. But this year you just don't get the scouting combine. You're going to have pro days, which is good, but less opportunity to prove yourself. And after the disappointing 2020 season that Sam Ehlinger had, KD, you know, he's going to need those opportunities as many as he can get.
He is. Yeah, there usually are three clear spots where you can delineate. You can maybe separate a little bit positively or negatively. And it starts with the Senior Bowl, and then you usually get to the combine in Indy. That's gone. And then pro day. So with the lack of as many scouts at Indy, and then we'll see how that works out. Or sorry, the lack of as many scouts at the Senior Bowl, and then no Indy, and who knows with your own pro day, the chances just aren't going to be there as much. I think you really got to flash and flash quickly.
Yeah, no, I remember last year Justin Herbert was at the Senior Bowl.
Yep.
And I remember how well he did at the Senior Bowl and all the really, really good reports and evaluations coming out about Justin Herbert. Remember, this is also where Jalen Hurts ended up impressing a lot of NFL scouts, too, because everybody was really high on Jalen Hurts. I think he had the highest, based on Pro Football Focus stats, he had the highest amount of accurate throws at the Senior Bowl, which surprised everybody because he was a lot more accurate than people thought. Of course, ends up being drafted in the second round. We know how Justin Herbert did in the NFL. That was almost a generational rookie season for the young man. He's going to be great. It's also where the Packers found a lot of reasons to draft Jordan Love, because he looked really good at the Senior Bowl. So, yeah, Sam Ehlinger, if he impressed, he doesn't have to impress everybody, right? This is there are a lot of obviously there are just two teams in the Senior Bowl, but there's a lot of connections at the Senior Bowl. Every team is paying attention to the Senior Bowl, probably even more so this year than normal, because you don't have the combine as an extra data point to be able to evaluate players. You're going to have probably less of the pro days because you're not going to have a ton of scouts at everybody's pro day. They'll have virtual pro days. So there's going to be a lot of attention paid to the few accessible elements that they have to actually evaluate a player. And the Senior Bowl is a big one. So Sam's got time. I mean, it's just the second day. He's got, of course, tomorrow. Then he's got Friday. So he's got the rest of the week to impress some coaches. And I think today, from what I've seen, at least in some of the video clips, I bet he had a better day today than he did yesterday, considering he did throw a pick yesterday, and I've already seen some good throws on film from him today.
A couple Big 12 guys that just reading today, there was a kind of a consensus that stood out. Tylan Wallace out of Oklahoma State looked really good, shifty in his routes, also showed strong hands. And also Wyatt Hubert from Kansas State was – and it's funny. Right. It's funny when you see some of the reports, guys, and we know the guys because they're in the Big 12. And I go, "Yep, that scouting report checks out." And with Hubert, he's like, "He's really quick. He's flexible. He can do some different things coming off the edge." And like, "Yeah, we know."
Dude, that guy's a monster.
I like Hubert. He's really gonna be a good pro.
He was a hell of a college player, and I think he does have a chance to be really good in the NFL too. Tylan Wallace, I feel the same way. Rod, I know you hate this.
Stay healthy.
I know you hate this, Rod B. It's a loaded wide receiver class this year.
It's the most loaded ever, Rod.
It is loaded.
And it's just like, it feels like 10 years ago, Tylan Wallace is like a top 20 pick in the first round, and he's not going to be a first round pick this year because there's so many damn good receivers. Like, that dude is a stud.
He may be a third round pick.
Which
there
is
so
he
many
may
receivers.
Be a, exactly. He may, dude, that's crazy. Ain't that crazy to think of that Tylan Wallace may go to the third round? That guy was dominant at times. Of course, Texas fans know it all too well, but. Guys, yeah, I just think it's so deep. I agree with you, VK. I think it is a really deep wide receiver draft.
It is. No, you're right.
I just think we've been saying that every year for the last 5 years because, man, the wide receiver position, it just gets deeper and deeper every year. So I know people love Devontae Smith, and I agree. Devontae Smith might be generational. I still wouldn't draft a wide receiver in the first round. I'm just stubborn about it, and I know it may end up being my downfall. I just think it's way too many good wide receivers to draft one in the first round. Especially guys like Colin Johnson going in the sixth round, please.
And my question is if it's that high. So I'm seeing Devontae Smith go to 3 and reunite with Tua a lot and the old Texans pick with Miami. Well, if you're picking third, and I'm not sure they would be third, but whatever their second round pick is, because it wouldn't be third, that would be Houston's. But whatever their second round pick is, Miami, you can probably get closer to Devontae Smith than you could whoever the second round tackle is to Penei Sewell.
Dude, I'm seeing
great point.
I'm seeing some great mock point. Drafts have Devontae Smith going number 2 to the Jets.
Yeah, I've seen
saw
a
that
couple
too.
Of those.
Which I've is seen like, that.
Yeah, I mean they need weapons. Both of those teams need weapons.
And we all love Devontae Smith. To back up Rod's point, it's not even a criticism of him. It's more the market.
Right. Now I see what y'all are saying. Right. The drop off in talent appears to be less significant just with all of the day 2 and day 3 and hell UDFA wide receivers we're seeing dominate the NFL nowadays. All right, I got to tell the people about Allstat Beer real quick here. Allstat Beer is my choice of beer here in Central Texas.
40 minutes away, BK.
Should
I can
be
see
yours
your eyes.
As well. Yeah, I got to drive home too. We're going to be smart on the roads, but just over 40 minutes, I'll be cracking open an ice cold Allstat Beer, watching some Senior Bowl recap, watching some NBA, some college hoops, and enjoying some Allstat Beer. Whatever sport you're watching, whatever you have going on, it's a beautiful week here in Central Texas. You're just spending some time in your backyard. Allstat Beer is the beer for you. It's brewed locally. It's easy to find, available wherever you shop for beer all across Central Texas. They've got a bunch of different brews, so there's something for every beer drinker's palate out there. They all taste great, and they're all brewed using only 4 simple ingredients. Get more information about the Allstat beers and the brewery itself down there in Fredericksburg at their website, allstatbeer.com. It is the official beer of BK. It should be the official beer of you as well. It's Allstat beer. No impurities, no regrets.
What are we lounging today?
Oh, we're lounging hard today.
Beautiful.
Let me tell you, it's a hard hump day lounge coming up. That does sound kind of weird.
Oh, it's more your inflection.
Yeah. Creepy. Yeah. Sorry about that. Guys, I was cool with the pandy. I was cool with the virus until this happened. That's next.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. Chalmers for the tie.
Got it in two seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. January 27th, 2021 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I'm BK Brad Kellner. And this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. All right, gentlemen, the tease for today's BK Lounge. I was cool with the virus until this happened. Well, yesterday, I received around a dozen texts from friends and family asking if I had seen the news. A few more tweets came my way over the course of the day, asking about the same thing. And gentlemen, the news I'm talking about, it was tragic. The headline read, CC's Pizza, home of the unlimited pizza buffet, files for bankruptcy.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite restaurants in world history. I'll buy it in about 20 years. It seems to be how the stock market is working these days. One of my favorite restaurants in world history is apparently about to become the latest business to fall victim to the pandy.
It's one of your favorite restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was crushed. I assumed that meant the end of the glorious 65 feet of pizza, pasta, salad, and those sweet, sweet cinnamon rolls.
It's cinnamon rolls. I'm sorry.
Have you never been to CC's before?
I think I went once. I don't think I got the pizza rolls, though.
The cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls. I was so high and drunk, it wouldn't have mattered.
You were high and drunk that you didn't get the cinnamon rolls?
I know.
That's the thing you start with when you're high and drunk.
I was getting dragged in there by friends who were the same thing. It's on them. I missed out.
Rod, you been to CC's before?
I think I've been, yes, one or two times. Never had the cinnamon rolls, and not one of my favorite pizza joints.
Everyone's got those spots, right? Everyone has their favorite restaurants, or at least the restaurants that they love more than anyone else does, right? Whether it's a fast food place, whether it's a local place that's in your neighborhood that you went to a bunch growing up. Like, you just like it way more than everybody else. Like, you'll take friends there, you'll take family there, and they'll be like, really?
Yeah.
This is your spot? This is your favorite place? That's kind of me with CC's Pizza, gentlemen. So many memories. So much value. All gone right before my very eyes. I held a brief moment of silence yesterday. I poured out a packet of crushed red pepper to pay my respects. And, man, I've got just an absurdly high number of memories from those Warren buffets. By the way, shout out to Warren, the guy who invented the buffet.
Yeah.
Amongst many other things. Really a special human being, but we owe a lot to him for that. But there was a CC's Pizza pretty close to my high school up in Richardson, and my buddies and I went there a bunch. We actually got kicked out of a CC's Pizza one time.
What?
I pulled the classic. So on the table at CC's, they've got like a little shaker jar of Parmigiano.
Is it just buffet? I forgot.
It's a buffet, but you can also...
You can order, right?
You can order, right? Okay. You can order special pizzas and they'll walk it to your table. They also do carry out like most other pizza joints where you can call in advance and just order a pizza and pick it up and eat it at home. But yeah, they had like these shakers of Parmesan cheese and like crushed red pepper on the table. And I did the classic bit where I slightly unscrewed the top of the crushed red pepper.
I did that as a kid. Why did we do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I like dared my buddy. I was like, yo, dude, you should pour some in your drink. I was like, just see what your drink would taste like. It's like middle school or high school, man. We weren't funny. No one's funny in middle school or high school. If you're a middle school or high school listening, I promise you, you're not funny.
You think you're funny.
And you're going to realize in 20 years or 10 years that you weren't funny at all. But I thought it'd be a good bit. And my buddy picks it up. He like... or what he thinks is a little bit into his drink, and the whole thing falls in. And the manager, like, sees it somehow from behind the counter. And he's like,
no.
You gotta go!
Whoa.
You gotta go right now. And I'm like, what? Like, is it that big of a deal, dude? Damn. This is probably like 5 cents worth of crushed red pepper that you just lost. Like,
and you get free refills,
he's
right?
Like, yeah, you got to get out of here, man. You guys, we can't have this in our store.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, all right. So we went back like 3 days later. It was all good.
Exactly.
And we were like thankfully almost done eating. So we had still gotten our money's worth. And he was probably more pissed that we'd eaten like 80 slices of pizza for $6 versus us actually just wasting that red pepper there. So that was one memory, guys. And CeCe's, believe it or not, has become a religious tradition for me and a few other MOTs in Austin over the last decade. I feel like this is a BK-started bit, and I'm so proud of this one. But Yom Kippur, which is our Day of Atonement, right? The day where we have to fast. I don't come into work. I spend all day in shul, and we fast from sundown to sundown. Like a tradition with a lot of my buddies in college and some of my buddies who are Jewish who still live here to this day, we would break the fast of Yom Kippur at CeCe's Pizza.
Nice.
So we'd go from not eating.
You did that
for,
last year, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. We go from not eating for like 26 hours to just stuffing our face with that buffet right there. And I would always roll into CeCe's wearing a suit and tie because I'd be coming straight from the temple. You can imagine the looks that I got there, man. It's like just going into any fast food joint in a suit and tie. People are going to be staring at you, and I would do that, like, repeatedly every year. So in college, when I had, you know, a bunch of fraternity brothers, and I knew way more Jewish people than I do now, I mean, we would roll in, like, 20 to 30 deep to CeCe's rocking suits and ties. And we would just,
awesome.
every food, every piece of pizza, every piece of noodle that they had left, we would dispose of it, man. We ate everything. And also the end of Passover, which is the 8 days without bread. Usually I would break Passover there, too, and that was like the first bread I ate for 8 days, Rod.
So is it fair to say you are part of the reason that CeCe's is going out of business?
No, I think I'm the opposite of that. I think they were hurting business-wise.
But you haven't been going, though.
Oh, because I haven't
been
going?
I think their business model was just flawed. I mean, the buffet style was just not going to get it for them.
Yeah, so,
right?
I read a stat that said, well, 85% of their sales come from in-person dining. So the pandemic has been very, very
exactly.
problematic,
yeah.
right? I mean, they've taken it on the chin, plus the rise of delivery apps. Like, people are getting all sorts of food from anywhere these days, and you can get more expensive pizza. And those with unsophisticated palates would call it higher quality pizza.
Yeah.
Like, now you can get that delivered because of all of these delivery apps. So that's been part of the reason, a big part of the reason why CeCe's is struggling as much
I feel your pain, brother, and we all have pain for different things. I don't necessarily feel it for CeCe's pizza, but, you know, I'm a food nerd. And so anytime you lose a place that you love, it sucks. But there has been, and you kind of touched on it there, the last 10 years, we've gotten much better pizza all over the country.
Easy.
And
those are fine words, dude.
I know they are. And I don't want to offend you too much. I want to finish the show, but there's other reasons why they're going out of business.
Yeah, you're probably right. This place has meant a lot to me, guys. CeCe's Pizza has meant a lot. And I haven't been there in 10 months because of the pandemic. And I feel like buffets, just as we know them, are kind of going away.
Yeah.
If they haven't
Agreed.
Completely gone away already. That's just one of those things that's never going to be the same after we get over COVID-19. But thankfully, KD, there's hope. Guys, there was hope. In a day of misery, a day of tragedy, a day of devastation for me yesterday, we found some hope. Yesterday, after the news dropped, I heard from my CeCe's source. That's right. We've got a CeCe's pizza source. He says,
the manager, does he work there?
He's a source.
Okay, that's all you can say.
We're journalists.
Yeah,
we don't
reveal
our sources here. He says, or she, or it, or them, or they, checked all the boxes, that it's not closing. It's just a restructuring of CeCe's.
Oh.
And they added the quote, "We aren't going anywhere."
Nice.
Fighting words, baby. Let's go.
That's a Texas-based company, isn't
it's
it?
All good. It's actually Plano-based.
Oh, wow.
So from the Metroplex.
Yeah.
And the good news, CeCe's Holdings, Inc., which is the parent company, they only run 11 CeCe's in the country. The other 307 locations are all franchises. So they're technically a part of the bankruptcy filing.
Oh, okay.
And the other good news, this is a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that meant before yesterday. I usually don't make it that far into books.
Love the Chapter 11s.
But it means that they can continue operating throughout the bankruptcy process.
Yeah.
And the other great news, gentlemen, The company intends
file for Chapter 11 tomorrow. If I could,
I'm telling you, man.
You know, you just keep on rolling.
Just keep rolling.
Get some support.
Yeah, and you get to brag to your friends that you filed for bankruptcy.
Right.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah,
right? You do that to the ladies, dude. They'll all be coming. I mean, it'll all be coming your way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I made sure to
clarify
that just in
case.
How
do you spell that?
There were any minds out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the other great news, guys, the company also intends to leave bankruptcy quickly, seeking approval of its exit plan on March 3rd, which is the day after my birthday.
What about this one, though?
How fitting. What do you mean? The one?
The one that you go to.
Yeah, I got to reach out to my source there and see what's going on and making sure that one's going to be okay. I know it's still open. I've driven by it a few times. The CC's over near Barbara Jordan and I-35 by that Champ Sports. There's K&G over there. Foot Locker over there.
There's a Champ Sports over there?
I got the whole parking lot figured out, man. I love that
place. All right, I need to get over there more
often. Yeah. So despite all that, despite the struggles, once again, 85% of CC sales comes from in-person dining. We haven't seen a whole lot of that over the last few months. But despite all of that, guys, it sounds like CC's is going to be okay. So live on, CC's. The world wouldn't be the same without your illustrious, celebrated, world-renowned 730 feet. Of unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert for just $5.99 for adults and $3.29 for kids.
Hold on, what are they selling with that? Unlimited feet?
Unlimited feet? No, it's 730 feet long. It's actually 1,212 feet long. I just, every time I gave a number during that segment, I mentioned a longer
but
number.
You get all that for $5.99?
It's unbelievable, man.
How do you walk out of there?
Well, I roll out of there.
All right.
Yeah, and I Uber from time to time to CC's because, look, it's a tough drive home. Okay?
It's a hell of a deal.
It really is. But, yeah, it's an unbelievable deal. Unlimited food of the highest quality for $6. You can't find it anywhere else. I don't know what I would have done without it, guys.
Well, Rod, I mean, if you're making that much food and giving that much food and charging that, I don't care if you're not paying anything for it. You're just not going to turn a profit. And I think you're exactly right about the in-person dining with them. It sounds like that kind of took them out.
Yeah, I wonder what their business model is going to be. I mean, because Little Caesars took the position of, we know our pizza's cheap. We're not trying to compete with high-quality pizza joints. We just give you the cheapest pizza. You want it quick, you want it cheap, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And then basically Pizza Hut and Domino's, they have their own branding, so they have great branding. And I don't think CC's did a good job branding themselves outside of everybody knows you go there for buffet-style pizza.
Exactly.
Now, if that's done, how do you rebrand yourself, right? Like, Domino's has done a good job. Pizza has done a good job. I think Little Caesars has actually done a good job. Pizza. They get good branding. I think they'll be fine because they do have a name that people recognize. You know what I mean?
That's well said. Yeah, those are my five favorite restaurants you just listed out, Rod B. So I really appreciate giving all of them a shout out. But yeah, I mean, everybody knows CC's for the buffet. Like they never had to advertise this like delivery or carry out. Like that was the appeal is that we've got this, and Domino's and Papa John's and Pizza Hut, they don't have this. That was the appeal, man.
What about Conan's? Did you guys ever go to Conan's when you were on campus?
I never heard of it.
I don't think so.
Conan's, dude.
Wasn't there a Conan's pizza?
Not in my college
before
career.
My
all right.
Yeah, you're old, dude.
Yeah.
What was that, in like the 40s?
You're not that old.
You in the 40s when Conan's was around? Was
maybe,
that when you went to
maybe
ET?
One of those high things again.
Yeah, probably was. So you're talking about like Mellow Mushroom or something like that, dude?
No, it's Conan's pizza.
Conan's pizza.
I was right.
Okay. Closed, right?
Not
still there?
Oh yeah.
No, they got one off Anderson, one off Stastny.
Okay, well, that's
I have seen it.
You're
right,
seen
Katie.
It?
I can see it now. Yeah, okay. Conan, right?
Yeah. Now yes, it is. Now the one on campus that was around when Rod and I were there. I think that's been long gone.
Okay,
but
okay,
that's the only one. I actually hadn't heard of Conan's at all.
Well, I'm sorry
left.
To hear about CC's. Man.
Yeah. Well, hopefully
give
they'll
Conan's
be okay. The good news is CC's. I think is going to be okay. It's good news for my family. A couple of my sisters love that joint. Good news for my friends. And good news for the world, honestly. The world would have been a worse place without CC's.
It would have been. Well, everyone needs we all need a meal like that, especially balling on a budget, and that helps. Not necessarily balling on a budget, but three great pizza places for you to check out. Bufalina.
In there.
Via 313.
In there.
And Home Slice.
In there.
Okay.
All great.
Home Slice.
All right, gotcha.
All great.
So, no, you know
don't
your
have
pizza
a, buffet.
A little bit.
Don't have a buffet
they
for
don't
$6.
Have a buffet. That's true.
I mean, it's
they don't have 9,000 feet of pasta.
No, they don't. It's a damn Shame that they don't. So there's the BK Lounge for today.
Sorry, bro.
Coming up in tomorrow's BK Lounge, Asia's El Chapo has been busted. That's coming up tomorrow, yes. though. You're going to have to wait for
Asia's El Chapo. Why is that funny?
I don't know. It's just what funny.
What kind of drugs is Asian El Chapo? What kind of drugs does he traffic?
You'll have to find out tomorrow during the BK Lounge at 6:30 on the Triple Option with RBKD.
Trafficking in anal swabs.
Okay. Going to break here. What's on tap? It's coming up next.
Papa Top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this
down? Oh, yeah. You know, I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really good.
That's good.
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Babers, hanging out with Brad Keltner and Kevin Dunn. We've had a great time bringing you the Triple Option today. Hope you've had a great time listening to the Triple Option. If you missed any part of the show, please head over to hornfm.com to go check out the podcasted hours of the Triple Option. Before we get done, officially, we got to let you know what's on tap. I'm going to start with you, Katie. I think you had something specifically you wanted to bring up on tap for you tonight.
Yeah, NFL Network. Coming up here in about 9 minutes at 7 o'clock, they are doing recaps of the Senior Bowl. If you're like the three of us, and if you're listening, you're probably somewhat like us. That's something you'd want to check out. Not only Texas players, but Big 12 players you've seen before and your NFL team. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to go home and watch that. I've got to do EGAT before that so that everyone gets a trophy. We'll be up wherever you get your podcasts at some point tonight. And then I really feel like going home and stalking, cyber stalking, Elizabeth Shue. Remember Elizabeth Shue? I saw a picture of her earlier today. She was an 80s star, BK.
No,
different Shue.
Okay.
S-H-U-E.
U-E.
Andrew's sister. I didn't realize that. But yeah, I'm going to go home and stalk her and look at pictures in the 80s, and we'll see where that takes me.
I think isn't she on Cobra Kai right now?
Whoa! That would make sense.
Was Elizabeth Shue on Karate Kid, right?
Yes,
that was her, right?
That was her.
Yeah, she was on the last season of Cobra Kai, season 2. I'm spoiling some stuff. Only thing I'll spoil, I promise you.
Okay.
They actually brought her back a little bit. If you watch season 1, you know at the end they actually...
How does she look?
Facebook anyway. Oh, she looks amazing.
Okay.
She's probably 50-something.
She's 57.
She looks fantastic.
I mean, I think.
If she's 57, she looks actually unbelievable. It's extraordinary then.
Because
she still looks good. Like, yeah, I do it right now. I'm getting married then.
Oh.
Adventures in Babysitting, Karate Kid.
Sorry
back
about
in the
that,
future.
Rod. You're letting him get away with that? Oh, I do it right now, but I'm getting married though. That was the most depressing thing I've ever heard you say, Rodney.
You know what I meant.
Negative there, man.
I didn't need it like that.
I think it's pretty cool that Kai Jones, Kai Money, and Elizabeth Shue are all on the same show, though. I have it right?
That's what the show's something about. Like that.
Oh, man.
I just figured it. Yeah, that works.
Anyway. Yep.
Yeah. But you got to tell
Kai Money. Kai Money would get more action on third down with Tom Herman than that.
Ooh.
Why am I taking a Tom Herman
like
rep there? We just broke up.
Today we randomly ripped on Tom Herman and Jay-Z. Ripped on Jay-Z. Wasn't even the man's damn song.
That's on me.
Oh, man. What's on tap? Good doubleheader. A good one half of the doubleheader on ESPN. Lakers and Sixers tonight in the association. That one just started. Mavs play tonight against the Jazz. The Jazz have won 10 in a row, 11 in a row. They're really, really hot right now. Spurs and Boston in the association. So probably some NBA, get a little hockey in too.
Rod, what are y'all doing? I say y'all, you know, you haven't gotten married yet, but you're engaged. Are you guys trying to do stuff like have sex on the kitchen table before you do that? Or you can still do that when you're married. That's more about kids, I guess.
Yeah, no, but you're right. I get out of the way, man, because I think once we get married, it's going to be quick. I'm 40, so I can't be that old of a dad, so we're going to start trying to, like, start a family and stuff pretty quickly. So, yeah, I got to get all that heathen activity out of my system pretty quickly. So, but I will ask you this. BK, have you heard about this Luka Doncic's rookie card? apparently Luka Doncic's rookie card is growing in value like GameStop right now. And I don't think it's actually going to – the bubbles won't burst like GameStop will. Apparently, I haven't seen a ton of stories about it, but I got a friend who's really still into trading cards, and he said the Luka rookie card right now is basically it's in rarefied air in terms of trading cards. And if he ends up being as good as we all think, it's going to be even crazier.
Yeah, hold on to that. Don't sell that for a while, right? That's 20, 30, 50 years down the road before you get rid of that thing.
Keep that thing in mint condition. Mm-hmm. I still have a lot of baseball cards I need to go through. Maybe I'm sitting on my own GameStop here.
Yeah. You never know.
You might be.
Or something like that. All right, that's going to do it for us. We got Sports Guys. Actually, Fight Night coming up next, and then Sports Guys talking wrestling. So we will stay live. We're going to stay local. Of course, we're digital. Get the Horn app, and then also hornfm.com. Don't forget, tomorrow, Bucky and Aaron at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
7:30, we're going to have the new head coach for Texas, Steve Sarkisian. You're not going to want to miss that. Get to hornfm.com. That'll do it for us. For Brad, for Rod, I'm Kevin. Have a good night. Peace.